Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd along with Pastor Peaches Byrd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, he is God. Hallelujah. God is God. Hallelujah. Oh, we
rejoice
in him today. Pastor Peaches, are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Praise God. I want y'all to know this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Glory to God.
Yes, he
woke us up this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are still kicking it for Christ right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And before we go on any further, hallelujah, glory to God, we ask Pastor Peaches if you would give the housekeeping suggestions to the thousands of people who are listening to this broadcast all over the world right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Especially to the young people that's joining us. Get your Bibles, get your composition notebooks, get your highlighters, get your pencils, your pens, whatever you're going to write with. We have scriptures to share with you. Get something to write with just in case you want to write down what God drops in your spirit to. Hallelujah. Get your communion elements, your crackers, your juice, your water, whatever you want to use for communion, your toast, hallelujah, because we're going to break bread and put on your calendars. The second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship, starting at 7 o'clock. The Men's Fellowship is from 7 to 7:40, and then the Women's Fellowship is from 7:50 until 8:30. Hallelujah. You put that, mark your calendars. Also, write down the website, the church ministry's website, rymmi.org. Go look at the ministry's website. Hallelujah. And we'll soon be announcing who the speaker will be for the fourth Sunday of next month. But in the mornings, set your alarm a little early in the morning. Those who like to sleep late, you'll be able to go back to sleep. But we would like for you to join us for morning worship at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. Join us in the morning, 7 o'clock. And that's a different number from what we put you down tonight. But we would love for you to join us in the mornings for morning worship, right from 7 to 8. Hallelujah. We have a wonderful time in the morning. So start your day off with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And Pastor will give you that number.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And that morning number, that's the conference call number. That number for the morning worship starting at 7 a.m. 7 days a week is 605-475-4800. Again, that number is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Again, that access code is 759-849-POUND. We'd love to have you on in the morning worship. Start your day off with victory and with a bang, as Pastor Peaches says. You're going to have a wonderful time.
Amen.
That's what Pastor Peaches, the speaker for the fourth Sunday in April, is none other than the dynamic, the awesome, the talented, the blessed, the warrior of the word. Hallelujah. 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 The guardian of the altar, Elder QB Stevenson. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So y'all get yourself straight. And again, the fourth Sunday, every fourth Sunday, we have a guest speaker. And we also, after the spiritual meal, we serve a complete physical meal. And guess what? It's all free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Well, right now, I want y'all to get names of people that you want to put in the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And see, we know somebody in our circle who's going through something right now.
Hallelujah.
We know somebody who needs healing right now. We know somebody who needs deliverance right now. We know somebody who needs a home, a car, looking for a spouse. Come on now. All is glory to God. We know somebody got some way with children right now. We know somebody who needs a divine intervention right now.
Hallelujah.
I want you to get them in your mind. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because you know what? Somebody prayed for us.
Yes.
They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. I can't talk about you. I got to talk about me. When I was a knucklehead, didn't have sense enough to call on Jesus for myself, somebody prayed for me. Somebody called my name to the Lord. Bless him, Lord. Open up his eyes of understanding, oh Lord. Touch his body, Lord. Bless him, Lord. And so we're doing the same thing today. We're going to have a selection. We're going to play softly in the background. And as we play that in the background, begin to put names up into the atmosphere. You know, like people you know, your family members, your loved ones. Hallelujah. Even put the folk that you can't stand. You know they need Christ. Hallelujah. Then you can stand them a little bit more. Hallelujah. So put their names up into the atmosphere also. But we're going to do this right now. Hallelujah. We ain't going to wait no time because, see, it's a matter of life and death. Hallelujah. Come on now. Y'all got to understand what I'm saying here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches Burns.
Hallelujah.
And that James. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty.
Danielle.
Stephanie and little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica.
Kimberly.
Justin and Julius and
Earl.
God. And Joshua. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Stevenson and Dominique. And Minister Linda Blackwell and Sterling and
Antonio Jones.
And Scooter and David. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Barry and Danya and Tiffany. And Alan and glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Bianca, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Archbishop Abrams. Archbishop
Andrew Cole.
Bishop, hallelujah. Dwight Smith, hallelujah. Bishop Carl.
Renshaw.
Marina. Bishop
Viola Wright.
J.R. Apostle Margie Mercy, hallelujah, glory to God.
Home.
Sister Janetta McCoy, Raymond McCoy, senior and junior.
Logic.
Byron McCoy, senior and junior. Hallelujah. Gary Don Wilson, hallelujah. Gary Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Lisa, Margaret Brown, hallelujah, glory to God.
Rihanna.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Sheila from Jessup. Hallelujah. Joyous family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Corinthia Johnson. Loretta Johnson. James Johnson. Charlie Warren Johnson. Roshada. Angela Jennings Hill. Elder Holly. Rosetta Carey. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright. Pastor Viola Wright.
Hallelujah.
Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. Rachel Johnson.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I know y'all feel something now. Something is working in the atmosphere. Divine intervention is taking place right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a selection.
Thank you, Jesus.
And after that selection, we are going to have you come forth.
Thank you.
With the Children's Corner. Is that all right?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. The next voice you hear after this selection will be none other than Pastor Peaches Bury. God bless you.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring, rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah! Salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God.
Christ Jesus, you can have fun. This is not a humdrum life. Hallelujah. God said he would give us life and more abundantly, more abundant life. That's this. He's not just going to give you a banana split. He's going to give you a banana split with the ice cream running over on the sides and the Cool Whip falling all over on the sides and cherries all on top. I mean, that's more abundant.
Hallelujah.
Right? That's just, it says they're going to give it to you plus some. Hallelujah. All the trimmings. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a good God. And he wants you to be happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you accept him in your heart, he gives you joy. And the joy gives you strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to read a story to you tonight. And it's entitled, Nora Builds a Big Boat. Okay. Hallelujah. The Lord saw how bad the people on earth were. And this is taken from Genesis 6 through 9. The Lord saw how bad the people on earth were and that everything they thought and planned was evil. He was very sorry that he had made them. And he said, I'll destroy every living creature on earth. But the Lord was pleased with Noah. Noah was the only person who lived right and obeyed God. God knew that everyone was terribly cruel and violent. So he told Noah, cruelty and violence have spread everywhere. Now I'm going to destroy the whole earth and its entire people. Get some good lumber and build a boat. Put rooms in it and cover it with tar, inside and out. I'm going to send a flood that will destroy everything that breathes. But I solemnly promise that you, your wife, your sons, and your daughters-in-law will be kept safe in the boat. Bring into the boat with you a male and a female of every kind of animal and bird, as well as a male and a female of every reptile. I don't want them to be destroyed. Store up enough food, both for yourself and for them. Noah did everything the Lord told him to do. Noah's wife, his sons, and his daughters-in-law all went into the boat with him. He obeyed God and took a male and a female of each kind of animal and bird into the boat with him. 7 days later, a flood began to cover the earth. For 40 days, the rain poured down without stopping. The water became deeper and deeper until the boat started floating high above the ground. Finally, the mighty flood was so deep that even the highest mountain peaks were almost 25 feet below the surface of the water.
Wow.
Not a bird, animal, reptile, or human was left alive anywhere on earth. Nothing was left alive except Noah and the others in the boat. 150 days later, the water started going down. About 1 year later, all the water had gone down, and the earth was completely dry. God said to Noah, you, your wife, your sons, and your daughters-in-law may now leave the boat. Let out the birds, animals, and reptiles so they can mate and live over all the earth. God said to Noah and his sons, I am giving you my blessing. Have a lot of children and grandchildren so people will live everywhere on this earth. I am going to make a solemn promise to you and to everyone who will live after you. This includes the birds and the animals that came out of the boat. I promise every living creature that the earth and those living on it will never again be destroyed by a flood. The rainbow that I have put in the sky will be a sign to you and to every living creature on earth. It will remind you that I will keep this promise forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Young people, can you imagine how Noah must have felt when the Lord told him to build a boat? You know what he probably said? Build a what? He had never seen a boat. When God told him it was going to rain, it was going to what? It had never rained before. The water always came up from the earth due to water flowers and plants. So he said, huh? So can you imagine how Noah felt when God told him, build a boat. Go get some wood. Go chop down some trees. Don't you know Noah was, he was doing what God said, but it was almost like blindly. He had confidence in what God was telling him to do, not knowing or not having an example around him of what he was being told by God. Okay? So when he tells you something to do, do it.
Hallelujah.
God got your back. Okay? No matter how strange something may sound that God tells you, he's going to have your back. So therefore, God, Noah listened to God. God told him to build the ark, family in there, because it was going to rain. Don't you know it took, it was more than 100 years that Noah built, was building on that boat? Can you imagine how he looked? He looked crazy. When he was telling people, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. You done gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You are going crazy. We don't know. What is rain? We don't know what rain is. We've never seen rain before. But he was obeying God.
Yeah.
You may look strange sometimes, obeying God. You may look strange sometimes going left going right when everybody else is going left. And a lot of times I shared with you that a lot of times I was the odd one. When there was a fight on the playground and everybody going left, I'm going right because I'm going home because that's what my mother told me. Don't you stand around watching no fight. Young people, it is not, you have to have a mind of your own and a mind of obedience and a mind to do what is right when other things around you are going wrong. You have to have your ear to God's mouth. When God is telling you something, when you feel an unction down on the inside, you know, and you wonder like, oh gosh, Lord, I'm going to look like an oddball. They're going to call me names. They're going to pick on me. They're going to bully me. I told you before, God's going to have your back. God's going to always have somebody to fight for you. God is going to always have somebody to fight for you. Hallelujah. And remember I shared with you in the morning, if your parents usually get you up at 7, set your alarm for 6:45. So you can give a few minutes, 15 minutes is not a long time. Have your Bible beside your bed. So in the mornings, you can open it up. Even if you give 7.5 minutes in prayer and 7.5 minutes to reading the scripture. You may not even know what scripture to read. Start in the book of Psalms. Start in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is a book in the Bible that gives you so much wisdom. It will tell you which direction to go. It'll tell you not to stand here, not to go there. Be aware of evil men. Don't go the way of evil men. Don't go down that road. Don't go there. You know, and a lot of times, you know, and right when something happens or when something isn't going to happen, the word of God will come up in your spirit.
Yes.
And will direct you.
Yes.
Because God knows, he knows what's already down the line.
Hallelujah.
God is going to direct you. He's going to allow that word to come up in your mind.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to direct you. And it's going to protect you. I am a witness. to this. I am a witness. I used to read the Bible before I do my homework. Even when I was in college, I would read the Bible. I would give time to the Lord in reading the scripture. And I, believe me, I didn't understand everything I read. Believe you me, because at that time there was only the only version we had was the King James Version, with all the D's and D's. And that's the main one I love today, because that's what I was brought up on. But God will honor you because you're honoring Him. You may not understand. He's not asking you to understand, but when you ask Him for wisdom and understanding of His word, He will give it to you. He will do just that, and you will see that you, God will make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. He will bless you in your going out and your coming in, your down setting and your uprising. And you'll be surprised why maybe a teacher may pick you for a scholarship or may know of a scholarship coming through, some money for something coming through, and they'll say, and they may call you, can I speak to you after class? Such and such scholarship is coming through. I want you to apply for it. And say, young people, you will be amazed how God will allow you to stick out, how your teachers will put their eye on you because you're different. They'll see and they will notice that you aren't cursing and using those little colorful words like your classmates. They'll see that you're the one that's paying attention in class. They'll see you walking by yourself, and young people, sometimes it's going to take you being by yourself. Don't be afraid. It may look like you're by yourself, but you got God with you.
Hallelujah.
You got God with you, and you know what?
Hallelujah.
And the light that He's going to shine around you, it's going to cause people to be envious of you. Hallelujah. And they're going to wonder, oh, how you get that? You want to honor them? Yeah. And you know what? That is God's approval on your life. Believe you me, I am telling you what I know. God will even open up your understanding when you're reading your textbook, when He'll allow you to remember that what you're reading, even in your lessons. And you know why He's going to do that? Because you honor Him. I don't care what even if you had some type of learning disability or some challenges, don't you know when you honor God and tell the Lord, Lord, I don't understand this. I need you to quicken this in my spirit when I'm having a test. I need you, Lord God, to help me to remember the dates and the times and these people's names. And don't you know God will give you how to even make up an acronym for dates and times? Believe you me, He will give you, if there's a list of things you have to remember, He can give you a sequence. He will give you a word that taking the first letter of each thing on that list, and He will help you to make a word out of it. And when you get to that test, you'll be able to write it all down because God gave you a word that spells out the first letter of each one of the items on the list. God will do it. God will do it for you. He will, what may seem hard to others, God will have it to become easy to you. And then you know what? When your classmates ask you, how you do that? You'll be able to witness to them about the Lord. You'll be able to witness to them. And although they may not want to know what everybody else listen to you and you be telling them about the Lord, don't you know they're the ones that's going to come to you, can you be praying for me, can you be praying for my mother, my father, they going through something, my parents getting a divorce, such and such going on in my family. You'll be the one that they come to.
Yes.
Believe you me, because you are different. God is going to have you shine above the rest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And your friends and your teachers may look at you and wonder, it's just something different about you. I just can't put my finger on it. It's just something different about you, but you know what it is. You know what it is, and God will too. Hallelujah. You'll be able to shine out for Jesus in school, and then when you go on to college, on the college campus, you may be the only one walking with the Lord, or it may seem like you're the only one, but don't you know God will give you opportunities to shine for him even on the college campus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even in the classrooms. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. He opened up the door for you to say something about him. Open your mouth and say it. Open your mouth and speak it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I know what I'm saying. The Lord did it for me. And God will do it for you. Hallelujah. Your peers, your friends, your teachers, they need what you got. They need, the world is hungry. The young people are hungry for what you have, young people. Hallelujah. You have friends, you have peers that's killing themselves, that's committing suicide, that's taking overdoses, that's hanging themselves.
Jesus.
When you see your friends being depressed and all and confused, go to them. Let them know Jesus loved them.
Yes.
Let them know about the God that you serve, the God that's living on the inside of you. Hallelujah. You have what they need. Hallelujah. Be bold. They're bold, and they don't mind cussing and saying and speaking all kinds of nasty things or whatever. So you be bold about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody pull you up, say, you can't say those things. And just let them know, well, I have freedom of speech. Everybody else is cussing and saying bad, nasty things. I'm not saying anything bad and nasty. I'm just talking about God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You'll be a witness, even to the ones that's pulling you up in the office.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stand up for Jesus, young people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God will have your back. Hallelujah. The story that I read today was based on Genesis 6 through 9. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Be bold for the Lord, young people. God got your back.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. See you next Wednesday.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. You know what? As you were sharing, I remember when I was in college decades ago. I'm not going to say how many decades ago. I remember learning the Great Lakes and the initials of the Great Lakes in the order from left to right was it was S M H E O, and I would say small heel, but it was Lake Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, and Ontario. But that's how I remembered it. But I kept saying small heel, and you can devise. That's why you got an imagination, young people. You can devise imaginative ways that you can make stuff that you must remember memorable to you.
Yes.
And I thank God for that. I remember that to this day. And like I said, it's been several decades ago, but I still remember that. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the Children's Corner on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, bless the Lord for the children's corner on tonight. Thank God for that.
Thank you.
And Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, I'd love to ask you a question. Hallelujah. You think it's possible that I can ask you a question?
Yeah, you're going to do it anyway.
Hallelujah.
What's the question, Pastor?
Oh, this is what I know you know the answer.
Okay.
Glory to God. How can you eat an elephant?
Are you serious? One bite at a time.
Thank the Lord. I just thought I'd throw a Mickey in there. You wouldn't expect that from where you
I sure wasn't.
Praise the Lord. We have a good time in the Lord. We thank God for this evening. We thank God for this opportunity that we now have. Because what time is it, Pastor Peaches?
Communion time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's communion time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. If you would, glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 11, verses 23-30. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for it. We ask that you are blessed, anointed, and sanctified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the text today, it says to examine yourself. So we examine ourselves right now. Father God, we thank you.
And every time we do.
That you're God above you, there's no other. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your covenant name and your number one covenant name. And our opinion is Jehovah Shittim, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord our forgiveness of sin.
Of you,
hello, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission.
Hallelujah. Yes.
We forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yes.
We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Your word says, in Proverbs 18 and 10, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it in our faith. We thank you, Lord, for the safety in your word. Hallelujah. Again, in the text, it says, examine yourself. And we do just that. We comprehend, we fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We thank you, Lord, because your word helps us do that. Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
You were bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 2:24b. It says, without the shedding of blood,
hallelujah.
It says, with your stripes, we were healed.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ephesians 1.
Thank you, Jesus.
And 7.
Yes. Yes.
Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood and through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, in the text tonight, it says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves.
Hallelujah.
And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves.
Hallelujah.
To ourselves. Healing to ourselves. Life to ourselves. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live. And declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Bless your name, oh God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Your words, Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent.
Yes.
So we thank you for your word on today. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's
hallelujah.
Every time we take the bread, Lord, we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in Corinthians 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank the Lord for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank the Lord for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside. And we thank the Lord for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now. Cancers being dissolved right now. Tumors disappearing right now. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. Hallelujah. Arthritis and rheumatism are disappearing right now. Hallelujah. Bloodborne pathogenic diseases right now, being healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Arms and legs, knees and hips and eyes and ears, noses, throats. Hallelujah. Fingers, hands.
Hallelujah.
Limbs are being healed and delivered right now. Supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. St. John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13.
Thank you, Jesus.
Galatians 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks,
hallelujah,
he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new inheritance, my new gifts, my new promises I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26.
Thank you, Jesus.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins.
Hallelujah.
Our missteps and mistakes. Our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost,
hallelujah,
in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, nullifies, makes a no effect, brings to naught, utterly destroys every ungodly, glory to God, every curse against us and our family, every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. For Lord God, we understand that this is a confirmation meal. This is a confirmation that we are blood washed, blood bought children of the Most High God in Jesus' name. This is a confirmation meal of the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. We have victory in Jesus Christ. This is a confirmation meal. Hallelujah. This is a confirmation meal.
Yes.
That the blessings of Almighty God,
hallelujah,
the blessings of Abraham to the Jews and to the Gentiles,
hallelujah,
have been bestowed upon us.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This is a confirmation of Genesis 12, verses 1, verses 2 and 3. This is a confirmation of Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 and 19. This is a confirmation of Galatians 3, glory to God, verse 13 and 14. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Lord God is now in us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Ark of the Covenant has been discovered.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are the Ark of the Covenant, the very presence of Almighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our hearts, which is the mercy seat, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has been sprinkled on the mercy seat.
Hallelujah.
Once and for all, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to worry about walking on holy ground now, because the presence of the Lord is in us. We are holy ground. That's why we have to pray for mercy for folks who would dare to mess with us, who would dare to even try to mind our business, because our business is Christ's business. 57,000 people lost their lives in the Old Testament because they dared to mind the business of God. They weren't anointed to do that.
Yes, yes, yes.
You are the business of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You are God's business. You got to understand who you really are. 1 Peter 2 and 9. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people.
Amen.
You are awesome in God's eyesight.
Hallelujah, yes.
This meal was a confirmation of all of that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today.
Thank you.
We remember you, Lord.
Yes, we do, Jesus.
And because of that,
thank you,
we can stand in the gap,
hallelujah,
for our family.
Yes.
We can speak our family daily confession.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, in our extended
thank
family.
You.
According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse
11.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of help. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are, hallelujah, glory to God. We are intelligent. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. We are amazing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. Be, hallelujah.
The only wise God.
Be glory and majesty, power, dominion, and power in Jesus' name.
Now and forever, hallelujah.
Now and forever in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25.
Yes.
Go read it, and you get it right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Don't you feel better right now? Don't you feel energized right now? Don't you know, understand who you are and whose you are right now?
Yeah, hallelujah.
My. Now you understand why you walk into a room and people say there's a glow about you. You walk into a room and folks that are not right with God start leaving the room because you could convict them of sin. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, you are the very presence of Almighty God. Because the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ, that the presence of the Lord is in you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. I guess I better say what time it is now. Glory to God. What time is it, Pastor Peter?
Time for the word, Pastor Barry.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of sense I have. Use me for your glory today, Lord. Hallelujah. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free, save, fill with the Holy Spirit of God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch these lips of clay and let them speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for the harvest on every good seed sown tonight, Lord, that it be 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000 fold increase in blessing. And take me, sir, if you notice now that you already defeated in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we curse you from the roof, command you to be bound in Jesus' name. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we acknowledge you, Lord. You get all the glory. You get all the praise. You get all the hallelujah, the honor. In Jesus' name, put a shakari in that boy. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Honey.
Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
I think we only have a few scriptures today. Is that right?
Yes, it's only a few.
All right, well, bless God. But you know I'm going to throw in some extra ones as we go. Come on now. Read what we got here.
Proverbs chapter 11, verses 1 and 6. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, and Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1.
Hallelujah. Now, I have to correct something that I misspoke. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 6. Hallelujah. Instead of Proverbs 11, 1 and 6. It's Hebrews. Would you please correct that, y'all? You just scratch out Proverbs and put Hebrews. And Pastor Peaches, you know why some preachers in the old days didn't let their wives make coffee?
Why is that, Pastor?
Because the Bible says Hebrews.
Okay. This was
that was a long time ago now.
Okay.
The folk today understand.
We're
talking about coffee. Praise God. That was a letter to, you know, dealing with the Igbo. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
Praise God.
You need some new material.
Yeah. Oh, I think some of my children are shaking their heads. There he go again with his corny jokes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I think the phone say amen to corny jokes.
They say amen to get some new
For the better part of 2 months, we've been speaking on the subject What is that subject, Pastor Peach?
Life is an open book test.
Life is an open book test. And again, you know, we are remembering junior high school or middle school or high school, even college, when we'd walk into the classroom and the instructor or the professor would come in and he would say, I got some news for you. We're going to have a test. Immediately, everybody's head went down. Boom. And then he would say, it's an open book test. Everybody's head went up. And a big smile. The frown switched to upside down. A smile came on everybody's face except the two boys in the back of the room who were always cutting up. Because one left their book in the locker. The other left their book at home because it was too heavy to carry. Life, my friends, is an open book test. This is part 8 of that series. Life is an open book test. You got to understand that. What's the book? It's the Word of God.
Amen.
The Holy Writ, the sword, the Holy Scriptures. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 2:15, God. What does it say there, Pastor Peters? When you get there, say amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Keep your fingers in 2 Timothy, because we're going to go through 2 Timothy 3 in just a minute. But in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15 says what?
It says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth.
The word of God is the word of truth. It's information, but if you really get it right, it becomes revelation.
Amen.
But it's true information. You can get some information out here. It may not be true, but if God said it, it's true. Okay. Chapter 3, verse 16.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
In other words, the book is good for you to find out how to make it through this life. Life is an open book test. Understand that. The answers to your problems in the book. You get a cell phone or you get a new electronic device.
Mm-hmm.
You open up the book. The first thing on top is a manufacturer's instruction.
Mm-hmm.
It has a how to operate the device. It even spells out possible problems that you may incur along the way mm-hmm. of usage. It tells you that there is also a guarantee and warranty on the device. But guess what? The manufacturer, hallelujah, sent you a book. It's called the Holy Word, the Holy Writ, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, the Holy Bible, the sword, the written word of God.
Hallelujah.
Life is an open book test. When do you need to have that book available?
All times. As
long as you live in this dispensation.
Amen.
You're going to be tested.
Yes.
All right. Glory to God. We're going to go down to 1 Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1.
Wisdom has built her house. She has hewed out its seven pillows.
Let me share this with you. The house of wisdom is you. Through the wisdom of God, he created man. You are the repository of the wisdom of God. And there are seven pillars to having wisdom flow in your life, because wisdom is the oil that helps you navigate through life. You know, you got a car. You've got a Lamborghini. Now, faith is the fuel that propels your Lamborghini to a more abundant life. Faith is fuel. Because the Bible says in Romans 1:17 and Galatians 3:11, said the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Your Lamborghini shall ride by what? Fuel. And the fuel of your Lamborghini self, earth suit, is faith. But there's another thing that you got to put in there. It's called wisdom. Wisdom is the oil that lubricates the chassis of your life. You know what the chassis is? Your earth suit. You can't make it without fuel and oil.
Amen.
You put fuel in, but no oil, you're going to burn up the engine.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen a lot of burnt up saints around, have you?
Oh.
They ain't put the oil in there. The oil keeps you your engine from burning out, keeps you lubricated, doing the right things at the right time. Come on now. Wisdom is spiritual maturity.
Praise God.
In action.
Mm-hmm.
The seven pillars of wisdom, we talked about them. And if you have been following us, you got these. I'm going to go down. If you're new, you might need to call Pastor Peaches after the broadcast and get them. The seven pillars of wisdom. Number one, coachable, teachable spirit. Don't be a know-it-all. Number two, a burning desire to please God and be excellent. Number three, have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Number four, have a heart of integrity. Number five, have a loving heart. Number six, have a forgiving heart. And number seven, have a giving heart. Sunday, or last Wednesday, because we had a guest speaker this past Sunday, last Wednesday we talked about the coachable, teachable spirit. Don't be a know-it-all, because agree with me. You don't know it all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're working on number two today, a burning desire to please God and be excellent. Now we can go to Hebrews 1.
Oh, praise God.
Hebrews 11, 1 and 6.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11
and 1. Now, I can do one, you'll do six. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now faith.
Now faith.
Another phrase for now faith is crazy faith. The kind of faith that people watch you dealing with that faith say, you must be crazy. Crazy faith. Now read verse 6.
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
You can't please God without faith. You tell me you're a Christian and you don't live by faith, you're perpetrating a hoax. You fool, the only one you're fooling is yourself. You think, well, I've got it going on. And then when the first problem comes, the first situation comes up, oh, me, you fall into depression. Mm-hmm. You're perpetrating a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
That's why life is an open book test. You see your problem, you go to the Word of God. You say, well, I don't know where my problem is in the Word of God. You use your smartphone. Say, smartphone, say, Siri or Alexa. Where is it in the Scripture that talks about and you name your problem?
Amen.
And three or four possible options will come up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you work this thing. Go to the Word of God. Don't call Aunt Esther or Uncle Joe or Bertha or David or somebody. Call on Jesus. He knows the ending from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Put it. It's in there.
Amen.
So it used to be a commercial. So-and-so, it's in there.
Amen.
So-and-so, it's in there.
Yes, yes.
It's in there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want to please God. You have to have faith. And when we talk about great faith and big faith, little faith, it's not talking about the size of your faith. It's talking about the length of time you're standing on it. Because some of you stand on faith for 4 seconds. That's like running a race. A race is a mile race, and you run for 4 seconds, and you stop. But you really didn't run the race. You quit the race. When you stop standing on faith, you don't quit faith. Stand on faith. Please, God. What's the next scripture there?
We only had four.
And that was it?
That was it.
That was all that? That was it? Oh, my goodness. I slipped up, y'all. It should have been 14.
Woo! Verse 9 and 1 was your last scripture.
All right. Glory to God. It's important for you to understand Galatians 3:13-14 talks about Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Amen.
The curse of the law, curses that come because you don't do what, quote unquote, the law, Old Testament, was saying. And so you got the fruit of what you were dealing with. But the only thing about that, it says that Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law, which meant that where you see curses in the Old Testament, Jesus died for that. And what was left was the blessings. If you read a verse, read that scripture.
Galatians.
Chapter 3, verse 13, and especially verse 14. Go ahead.
Galatians 3:13.
And 14.
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
You receive the blessings of Abraham. You receive the blessings of the Spirit through Jesus Christ, through faith. It's important for you to understand. You must need have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. not half-stepping on your job or wherever you are, not half-stepping. You got to be excellent because you want to give God your best. Is that right?
Amen.
Because you want God's best. Is that right?
That's right.
And so if you want God's best, you give him your best. God wants you to have deep down in your sanctified soul a burning desire to make Jesus, make God Almighty happy. You know what? Many years ago, I was part of a group of ministers that went around town. That we were known, you know, Bishop Saunders ministers, you know, senior ministers went around. And one of the ministers preached a sermon. He said, all of you in here smell. And, you know, that took people back a little bit. But then he said, some of you smell good and some of you smell bad. See, when you stand on faith, when you stand on the word of God and you say what God said and you have a burning desire to please God, you stand on his faith. You live by faith. You talk faith. You walk faith. You breathe faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a sweet-smelling savor.
Amen.
In the nostrils of God.
Amen.
But if, glory to God, if when trouble comes your way and you start running, and then you get on the phone and testify, yeah, I beat the devil running and I'm so glad. You're running in the wrong direction, buddy. You ought to be chasing the devil.
Amen.
The Bible said in James that resist the devil and he shall flee. Not me shall flee. He shall flee. Flee means to run in terror. When you get up in the morning, the devil ought to say, oh, my goodness, he's up. Oh, my goodness, she's up. Because you're walking by faith. And not by sight.
Amen.
You're not moved by what you see. You're moved by what is unseen. The angels of the Lord encamp around them that fear him. You got a host of heaven around you. The Bible said, put on shekada, 2 Kings chapter 19, chapter 19, verse 35, that one angel in one night slew, according to God, 185,000 of the enemy, one angel. And you got a host of angels around you. My. One day, hallelujah, the Syrians, I think it was the Syrians that got all their troops together, got the men of chariots and horses, and they surrounded Elijah. And the servant, the young man came and said, oh, my, the Syrians are here. Oh, we all, woe is me. They're all, singing them sad songs. I believe he might have sung, gloom, despair, and agony on us. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, all these Syrians out here, we had no luck at all. He's probably singing something like that. And Elijah shook his head and said, look here, Lord. Lord, do me a favor. Open up the boy's eyes. And God opened up the young man's eyes. And he looked up on the hilltops and saw angels on horses and with flaming swords of fire. Elijah said, they're more for us than against us.
Mm-mm-mm.
They're more for you than against. I know it may look strange and look hopeless with your physical eyes. Look at it with your vision that you have. But you got to have spiritual vision. Because there's more for you than against you. One of your angels, you've got a whole bunch of angels dealing with you. But one angel, one of your angels, can wipe out a whole city in one night. One angel. And you're walking around like you're walking on eggshells. Because somebody said, oh, I got to talk to you. They better come straight. because you are holy ground. They're going to come safe because you are the epitome of the post-cross Ark of the Covenant. They're going to come straight.
Amen.
Because they don't come straight. Hallelujah. We're going to, you have to pray for mercy for them. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all need to understand who you really are in Christ. Your second pillar of wisdom is to have a burning desire to please God and be excellent.
Amen.
You are the presence of God on your job. You're not employed. You're devoid.
Amen. Amen.
You are the one that keeps that company together.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't there, that company may fold.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're there, because the holy ground of God is present, because the Ark of the Covenant is blessed, everybody gets blessed. Even those contrary co-workers get blessed because you're there.
Amen. That's the truth. I know that's right.
You don't know what God is doing in the lives of other people because you are deployed in your community, in your block, in your family. Stand boldly. Understand who you really are. You're not an also-ran. You're not an afterthought of God. You are the very essence of who God is in the earth because he's in you. Receive this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hold your head up high.
Amen.
Somebody come against you, say, I pray God's mercy on you. You can say it out loud. And they may not understand what you're saying. I pray God's mercy on you. Because the Bible says, in 1 Chronicles 16:22, Psalms 105:15, exact change it, touch not my anointed, and do not profit no harm.
Amen.
I pray God have mercy on you. You pray that for somebody. Your boss said, speaks to you in an untoward way, not civilly, but like they're the bully in the block.
Mm.
You tell them, look them in the eye. Don't flinch. Don't look down. Don't look to the left or to the right, but look them in the eye and say, excuse me. I don't mean any harm. But I pray God's mercy on you and your family.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Because you know there's such a thing as collateral damage.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a thing as collateral blessing. Which do you want?
Amen.
Collateral damage or collateral blessing?
Collateral blessings. Blessings of the Lord.
We're going to continue with Life is an Open Book Test Sunday.
Blessings of the
you got to feel me. You got to, and we're dealing with the seven pillars of wisdom. We got two of them now. Have a coachable teacher. If nobody can tell you anything, if nobody can show you anything, hallelujah. You're gonna a hard head makes a what?
Soft. You know what?
Soft behind. That's what Grandma said. Grandma also said, you made your bed, now you got to sleep in it. But if you have a coachable, teachable spirit, you're going to gain success.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs says so. Look at Proverbs 18. Proverbs is going to tell you. You have a multitude of counsels to give you good counsel.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be successful.
Hallelujah.
Have a coachable, teachable spirit. The burning desire to please God on your job. Oh, I'm just, oh Lord, I hate this job. You better love that job.
Hallelujah.
Because that job is feeding your family, feeding you. You say, well, I ain't doing as much. Look, you get to go to work. Not that you have to go to work. You get to go to work. You say, what do you mean? There are so many people laying in a hospital, laying at home in the bed, that would love to be able to go to work, but they can't. So But because of God's grace and mercy on you, you get to go to work. You get to go to church. You get to dial the number on the phone because you got hands to dial the number. You get to walk down to the corner store because you got feet. Come on now. Pastor Peaches, I got to stop right here. We're dealing with the seven pillars of wisdom. The subject is life is an open book test.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles following the word that has come forth tonight, oh God. Bless. Let there be collateral blessings in Jesus' name. Family, community, friends, co-workers, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you'd like to receive Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Saints, if you repeated that prayer behind me, you are now saved. Hallelujah. But give us a phone call. Let us know. We can put your name on a prayer list and call you and encourage you. Hallelujah. And get a Bible to you. 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. Join us for Sunday service. Hallelujah. Our Sunday services are live. Hallelujah. Join us in the mornings. Hallelujah. Morning worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget to go to the website, rymmi.org. Hallelujah. Look at the ministry. And if you'd like to drop us a line of communication, address your envelope to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless you.
Praise the Lord. And remember this, hallelujah, our service on Sunday is at 3 p.m., and we hold it at the lower level sanctuary of the parsonage, located at 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore 21214. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, who's in the house?
JC!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.